Jermaine Johnston was not among the Oklahoma City bombing survivors watching the execution of Timothy McVeigh. Johnston, a staff member at the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, was at her desk in the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building on the morning of April 19, 1995. I spoke to her before the execution.
If you've seen the pictures of the building, and I'm sure you have, where you see those 24-inch columns that actually held up parts of the floor, my desk was right in front of one of those columns. I was about 2 feet from where the floor broke off on my left and behind me.
You lost 35 coworkers that day.
Yes, 35 of 124 employees in our office were killed.
How's it been for you and your family since then?
The first year was the worst. We just had a tremendous amount of grief. It's so hard to explain how you feel when 35 people that you know and work with, and some of them are good friends, die at once. My husband and I went to 13 funerals within the first 3 weeks, and I was just numb.
You've decided not to be among the survivors watching McVeigh's execution on closed-circuit television from Oklahoma City.
Yes, that's right.
Why?
It's my religious belief. I believe that all life is sacred. I don't believe in the death penalty. I believe in punishment for criminal acts, and especially for murder. But I don't believe in killing human beings. And I just couldn't watch. And now, after all of the interviews and the books and everything that's gone on and all of the public exposure that Timothy McVeigh has had, I realized what I actually am feeling is sadness. I feel like I know him, and it's really just a very sad emotional conflict for me because I know that he murdered my friends and colleagues and the relatives of many of the people in this office.
So your sadness has to do with your friends or with him?
All of it. You know, it's all so senseless. He was killing people because he thought it was the right thing to do, because he thinks our government is a monster, and the government is going to kill him in the name of all the victims. And I just think it's sad that human beings have to deal with conflict by killing each other.
So this execution doesn't bring any sense of closure or whatever for you?
Not for me at all, no. I actually believe that I recovered after about 3 years. So, you know, I let go of the anger a long time ago, and I don't feel the need to experience this execution.
You're not bitter towards McVeigh?
You know, I can't be at this point, because anger is, you know, it eats you up. I heard Stephen Covey tell the story one time about a snake, that a person is in the woods and he's bitten by this snake. And if he sits down and takes care of the wound and gets the poison out, then he has a chance of living. But if he follows the snake to kill it and the poison courses through his veins, it kills him. And I just love the analogy in that story. And I think that all of the victims would be better served if they took care of their own emotional needs rather than focusing on him as an object of hate.
Anything you'd want McVeigh to know before he goes?
I don't think I could talk to him if I had an opportunity to. It's, you know, I'm sorry for him, because I feel that he has been totally cut off from the good things in life. He's been cut off from love. I know he lost his mother at a young age, and I know that he was trained by the very government that he hates so much to kill people. And I just think it's so sad, because he is separated from love, from his family, and, you know, from God. And it's sad that this has happened to him.
A lot of people will be watching this execution. Do you understand why it's important to them?
Yes, I do. I have some very good friends right here in this office who believe that it is going to bring them closure.
Remarkable, the difference in feelings among all of you.
It is remarkable, but human beings are different. We all have different values, and we have different ways of dealing with crisis in our lives. And I respect that other people are looking forward to this and actually rejoicing in it.
Oklahoma City bombing survivor Jermaine Johnston in an interview taped last Friday.